House is back in session. Mr. Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Let's run a few more bills before we break for lunch. Please recognize Representative Denny for CCR to Senate Bill 71.
Clerk will read.
CCR to Senate Bill 71 by Johnson of the Senate and Miller of the House, an act relating to the Commissioners of the Land Office.
Representative Denny, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, members. CCR for Senate Bill 71 is the budget limit bill for the Commissioners of the Land Office, a 7% cut. Move adoption.
Members, you've heard the explanation. Will there be questions? Questions on the Conference Committee report. Representative Dank, you're recognized for a question. Been a request for a quorum call. Clerk will activate the machine for a quorum call. Members, if you're in your office, please come vote. Chair sees a quorum. Back on the CCR, will there be additional questions on the CCR? Additional questions on the Conference Committee report? Seeing none, Representative Denny moves adoption of the CCR. Will there be debate? Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, all those in favor, say aye. All opposed, say nay. The ayes have it. The CCR is adopted. Fourth reading of the bill.
Senate Bill 71 by Johnson of the Senate, Miller of the House, an act relating to the Commissioners of the Land Office.
Representative Reynolds, you're recognized for a question on the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative, I've noticed in the paper this week, and I've asked for a meeting, but haven't received it yet, that there seems to be some sort of a major scandal at the land office, but we're sitting here today appropriating money to these people. Do we have any idea what the details of this scandal are?
I've also requested a meeting, and no, at this time I don't know, but there appears to be a scandal looming on the horizon.
Members, House will come to order. Please give your attention to Representative Reynolds. Representative Reynolds, you're recognized for a follow-up.
Currently, who's the head of the land office?
Clifton Scott.
Representative Reynolds, for a question.
Thank you. As I recall, Clifton Scott was the state auditor for 20 years, and yet it seems like that they've lost money due to their accounting procedures. Can you see any good reason we ought to appropriate any money to the Land Commission while this scandal exists and the state auditor is so complicated that the man that was a state auditor of Oklahoma for 20 years can't figure it out and can't even come and visit with us about it?
Thank you for the question. The reason I see this is a budget limit bill, so this keeps the legislative oversight on that. If we did not have this budget limit bill, we'd have no say. So that is why I see the reason for this bill.
Final follow-up.
Do you think maybe what we should do is rescind the previous action and go back and reduce the salary of the director of this office substantially, since he's currently able, because of an anomaly in the law designed specifically for him, to draw both his retirement and his massive pay from this particular office?
I'd support you if you ran that legislation next year. But this year, we're still living in America, and you're innocent until proven guilty. So I would encourage people to vote for the budget limit bill so we maintain our legislative oversight as we look into the scandal.
Representative Dorman for a question. He waves. Seeing no additional questions, Representative Denny moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? There will be debate. Members wishing to debate in opposition, please press your red button. Members wishing to debate in favor, please press your green button. Representative Peters, for what purpose?
Motion.
State your motion.
Move previous question.
Motion to move previous question is a proper motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
There has been a request for a recorded vote on the motion. Clerk will activate the machine for a recorded vote on the motion to move to previous question. To move previous question. Representative Reynolds votes no. Declare the vote.
55 aye, 14 nay.
Motion prevails. Clerk will activate. The question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Clerk will activate the machine. Sergeants will announce roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Representative Morgan votes aye. Representative Moore votes aye. Representative Brown votes aye. Representative Pittman votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change their vote. Members wishing to vote or change their vote. Representative Ritz, Representative Sanders, Representative Derby votes aye. Representative McCaffrey votes aye. Representative Copeland votes aye. Representative Ombe votes aye. 25 seconds, members. Representative Ritz, Representative Sanders, Representative Russolo, Representative Shoemake, Representative Hilliard, Representative Wesselhoff. Declare the vote.
85 aye, 8 nay.
Having received a majority vote of those elected to and constituting the House, I declare the bill to have passed. Representative Denny now asks that the vote on the bill be the vote on the emergency. Without objection, that will be the order. Declare the vote.
85 aye, 8 nay.
Having received 2/3 vote of those elected to and constituting the House, I declare the emergency to have passed. Representative Denny, for what purpose?
I'd like to serve notice that on a future legislative date, I'd like to reconsider the vote by which Senate Bill 71 passed.
The journal will so reflect. Representative Denny, this is the last legislative day, and so you would have to bring that motion up today or immediately. Representative Reynolds, for what purpose?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I believe that that motion, which was not for the emergency, as I recall, is out of order based on previous precedent, but I would like to serve notice that at some future legislative date, I might like to reconsider the vote whereby the emergency clause on Senate Bill 71 passed.
Members of the House will come to order. Representative Reynolds, to be consistent, you are correct. The ruling of the House has been that once we've moved past that order of business, that it is no longer appropriate for somebody to capture the bill. Once we've moved on to new order of business and a vote on the emergency is a new order of business. Therefore, your motion to recapture the vote by which the emergency passed is in order, but you would have to do that immediately. Representative Reynolds, for what purpose?
I thought it had to be done by the end of business today.
On the last day of session, it has to be done immediately.
Thank you. Mr. Speaker, in light of the fact that we didn't have the opportunity to debate on this bill, I think that I would like to reconsider whereby the emergency clause on Senate Bill 71 passed.
Representative Denny, for what purpose?
For a motion, Mr. Speaker.
State your motion.
Move to table.
Tabling motion is a proper motion, prior motion. It's non-amendable, non-debatable. All those in favor? There has been a request for a recorded vote on the tabling motion. Clerk will activate the machine for a recorded vote on the tabling motion to reconsider the vote by which the emergency prevailed. Members, if you would please bear with us. The vote in progress is on whether or not to table the motion to reconsider. Representative Reynolds votes no. Representative Morgan votes aye. Representative Swartz votes aye. Declare the vote.
60 aye, 8 nay.
Having received a majority vote, I declare the tabling motion to have prevailed. Mr. Floor Leader.